Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Taco Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, not a blues day when it's Taco Tuesday.
Well, it looks like someone is excited that it's Taco Tuesday.
What? How could you tell? But yes, I do love me some tacos, Jack.
As much as I love drinking up knowledge. Well, almost as much as I love drinking up knowledge. You should really slow down there, Ren.
Slow down? Drack, this is my third helping.
Third helping? But lunchtime just started.
I'm friendly with the lunch lady. She let me in early for a little taste test.
A tasty test for tacos? You already know what tacos taste like.
But what if these are bad tacos? I mean, I'm looking out for you and all the other kids by checking out these tacos early. Some heroes don't wear capes.
What was that? Is the Wolfman here for tacos too? I thought he was a vegetarian.
No, that's my stomach. I think I ate too fast.
You think?
My tummy hurts.
Well, as much as I sympathize with your belly's, bellowing, your tummy has me wondering. How exactly does our digestive system work?
Sounds like you have a thirst for knowledge, bestie.
And it sounds like your stomach is a Sasquatch trying to clear its throat.
Oh, Taco Tuesday, how could you betray me like this? Shush, tummy, I wasn't even talking to you. There.
Let's go find out exactly what is going on in there, and maybe it'll make more sense. Come, Ren. The coffin of curiosity awaits.
Maybe I'll just take a taco for the road.
Ren, have you learned nothing?
I'm so weak for tacos, Drac.
Perhaps we start with finding out what organs make up the digestive system and what they do to help us process the food we eat.
Sounds good to me. And my tummy, it seems.
Computer, let's go micro and take a tour of the digestive system.
Okay, we'll start where all things digestion begin, inside the human mouth.
What was that?
We landed on the human tongue. This is where digestion starts, Jack. Where we eat. Digestion actually begins before we even take a bite of our food. The salivary glands found on and around the tongue activate as soon as we smell and see food. Then, as we chew, saliva goes to work, making sure our food is broken down into a form that is easy to swallow.
Whoa! It's getting choppy in here!
That's because we're about to be swallowed like food to continue this journey, Drac. Hang on!
What part of the body are we traveling through now?
This is the esophagus. It leads to the stomach. We're on the digestive tract, which leads all the way from where food goes into our bodies to where the food goes out.
Oh, no. You mean down there?
Down there.
And now we're not moving anymore?
That's because we've arrived at the lower esophageal sphincter. It's a ring-like muscle at the bottom of the esophagus that has to relax to let food in. Or in this case, us.
Why does the esophagus need a muscle like this?
It protects the contents of the stomach from going back up the esophagus into our throats and mouths. When this does occasionally happen, that's what we call heartburn or acid reflux.
Okay, so when would the sphincter open so we can go into this stuff? Okay, we've stopped again. and it sounds very wet outside the coffin.
That's because we are now officially in the stomach track.
Why does it sound like the coffin landed in the middle of a choppy ocean?
That stomach acid and enzymes going to work on breaking down food into liquid or paste form.
The stomach thinks the coffin is food?
Yep, but we better not hang out here long. The acid found here, which is called hydrochloric acid, is so corrosive that without a thick layer of mucus lining the stomach, it would digest itself.
That word, corrosive, sounds pretty dangerous.
In the most simple terms, it's the ability to destroy something solid with a chemical reaction.
We've got that going on inside of our tummies at all times? Yikes!
And like I said, we really need to get moving before the coffin gets fried.
Right. Which way now?
Into the small intestine.
We're going to need to go even smaller if we're going to make it through that.
Has the coffin ever gone that small before?
Nope.
So how do we know it will work?
We don't. Isn't it exciting? Coffin, go more micro, please.
We did it. We went even smaller.
Never had a doubt. Well, maybe a little doubt.
All right, so the small intestine, this is an organ made up of three parts. The duodenum, jejunum, and ileum.
Say that three times fast.
Hard pass. Those three parts use a process called peristalsis to continue the breakdown of food so its nutrients can be absorbed into the bloodstream.
I know it's called the small intestine, Ren, but isn't it actually a pretty long organ?
That's right. 22 feet long, to be exact. Now, the breakdown and absorption of nutrients here wouldn't be possible without the help of a few other organs in the neighborhood, namely the pancreas, liver, and gallbladder.
What part do they play in all of this digestion goodness?
The pancreas secretes digestive enzymes into the duodenum to then help break down fats, carbohydrates, and protein.
Those are a lot of big words, Ren. Explain it to me like I'm a kid.
You are a kid. Basically, enzymes are an engine that helps speed up the processing of all the things we get from food that our bodies need. Once that's handled, the liver does its thing and soaks in those absorbed nutrients. The liver also takes the raw materials found in the intestine and uses them to make a bunch of different chemicals that the body needs to function.
The liver sounds like an MVP of digestion power.
And it gets a big assist from the gallbladder, which stores, concentrates, and releases bile made by the liver to be released into the duodenum to absorb and digest fats.
Okay, so after all the food is broken down and the good stuff we need from it is sent out into the body, what happens next?
Well, whatever's left in here is waste material. Waste material that the body needs to get rid of.
Waste material? You mean...
You know exactly what I mean. Good old number one and number two.
But I don't want to be those numbers. I don't want to be any numbers.
Well, the next part of our trip leads to the colon track. And once we're there, we become those numbers. And we have to exit the body in some very nasty ways.
You know, I am suddenly finding that my thirst for knowledge is quenched.
Then we need to act fast. We're coming to the end of the small intestine, and once we're trapped inside the colon, we could be there for up to 36 hours while the body gets ready to eject us.
Hang on, bestie! I'm rerouting the coffin to get us turned around!
What's happening, Drac?
The body is trying to send us out the way we do not want to go! I'm pushing us to maximum power here!
I told you going into the small intestine was a bad idea!
You know me, Ren! I have to learn my lesson the hard way sometimes! Here we go! Back the way we came from! I hope!
Did we make it?
We came back up, Ren. Just like that time I got food poisoning when I was a regular human boy, a long time ago.
was intense.
Now we know what food feels like.
Hey, my messed up tummy is fine now. I wonder what was going on in there.
According to the computer, sounds like you had indigestion, Rin. A very common occurrence when someone eats too fast.
Whoopsie.
And on that note, let's get back to lunch.
For more tacos?
Rin?
Fine, no more tacos. Until next Tuesday!
If you enjoyed today's episode of Drek, make sure to press that follow button so you can join us for the next episode, right here on Go Kid Go Network.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.